This is a News 1130 special report.
Should teachers have the right to negotiate how big their classes are and what type of students are there? It's an ongoing debate, and now there's a new chapter in that discussion. Our Martin McMahon is here to bring us up to speed as the Supreme Court of Canada has announced today it will hear an appeal related to class size and composition. So, Martin, this is an appeal of a lower court decision. What was that decision, and what is the Teachers Federation hoping to accomplish here?
Well, it's been a ping-pong sort of a situation over the last, more than a decade, really. Back in 2002, that's when the province initially stripped teachers of their right to bargain class size and composition. The province passed a law, and the teachers fought that in court, of course, and they won. But then, fast forward to 2012, and Bill 22 was passed by the province, and that also blocked teachers from negotiating class size and composition. Now, that then went to court, and there have been various decisions in terms of whether that was quashed or upheld. So as it stands right now, the court at the lower court, the Supreme Court of BC, has held that up. This now is a challenge of that to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court of Canada.
So what's the teachers' union now saying about the court's decision?
Well, they're delighted that they're going to have a chance to continue this argument that they should have the right to negotiate how many kids are in their classroom and what sort of kids are there in terms of kids that are dealing with various challenges. Here's what Jim Eicher had to say after he learned that the Supreme Court of Canada would be hearing this case.
The next step for us will be taking a look at what the Supreme Court does in terms of its timeline, in terms of us putting together our arguments and our factum, and we're hoping that can happen within the next month or so.
So that's Jim Eicher there. Have we, Martin, heard from the province yet?
Yes, Jim. I was just downtown there with Education Minister Mike Bernier. The province not saying a lot on this, only that they respect the process and are just going to be waiting to see what sort of a situation emerges from this court decision.
I think everybody, parents, everyone in the province wants to make sure that we have certainty. That's why we have a legal process. I'm going to respect that legal process. But as I said, while we're going through that, that doesn't stop what we're doing, which is the great work here in the BC.
So obviously a long saga here with a lot of complications. It'll be very interesting to see what the court rules. We will have to wait some time for this decision. 30 days for the BCTF to formally file its appeal, and then it will be months before we actually learn what the court's decision is.
All right. Thank you. That's our Martin McMahon joining us live in studio.